I remember.
What happened?
It was a really good thing for the Cardinals, and we were all happy. We started dancing in the streets. Let's go, Marty.
Let's do it again.
Oh, your voice is cracked, Peter Brady.
I told you. I told you,
Vietnam. But I have to.
It doesn't matter.
That was my birthday present. Now you took it away from me. Fine. Dino's Trucking brings you bird droppings.
You can call Dino at 1-800-771-7805. 1-800-771-7805. In fact, he's hiring drivers over the road, long distance, around town.
What if you just want to, like, deliver pizzas?
Call Dino today. There you have it.
I love it.
Those over-the-road drivers. Those
I
got to
tell
ones.
You, Tim is feeling better. In the break, we're talking about his birthday. Chops Ritter brought me my Einsteins. He delivered his bagel, brought it into the studio. Our GM is in here. We're not supposed to eat in the studio, which we don't, unless it's really early. And the cat sold me out.
Of course.
Whoa, look.
Hey, Evan, look at Martin. He's about to eat in the studio.
So I say to Chops, take the food outside, buddy.
And then I try to pretend like I was trying to convince him that you usually eat your food outside the studio, which he knew I was lying.
I do. It doesn't matter. 5 minutes later, Chops comes walking in here, and he has like a morsel of egg on the side of his face. I'm like, oh, there's my breakfast. There it is right there. He goes, hey, guys, want me to get that Howard Eskin on the radio? Which actually isn't a bad idea by young Chops.
Yeah, he looks like Jenna Jameson after a scene. You know,
and you giggled, I believe.
I did giggle, and I took a picture. I said to you, don't say anything to him yet because I need to get a picture of this.
He didn't know it was on his face.
What are you guys talking about? So I get a picture of the crap coming out of Chaps' mouth.
Let me see it.
Here, I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
You can put this on the website?
Put this on the website.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, what is that?
McKernan's birthday here on the Morning
Grind. Is that a herpes sore?
Big Laguna Beach Tuesday as well. Tim, you said this is a jinx, but here I got to tell you.
I think horoscopes are bad luck. It's like I don't eat chicken salad sandwiches either.
Keep your goals high. You're likely to achieve the results you desire. Groups and meetings.
Guess that means I really do need to contact my TV agent soon.
Groups and meetings help you gain needed support.
We're behind you, Tim. We are. How about that? Did you see the way we're backing you up in front of the GM?
Tonight.
You did. It was an amazing story of overcoming adversity.
Tonight.
What do you got against chicken salad?
I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's like the horoscope. I can't do it.
Be your gregarious self.
What's gregarious mean?
Talkative, lively. Tonight, be your gregarious
self.
That's
fine. I'm going to get some booze in my system.
That's the move.
And Isabel and I are going to stay out all night, and we're going to shoot it.
Plus, look at the support from the listeners.
It's been unbelievable.
The Viking held for about 20 minutes. What is the perfect gift for McKernan on his birthday? Hey, it's your birthday. You naturally manifest what you want. Sometimes
you're... What's that mean? Hold on, what does that mean?
You kind of create your own fortune. You kind of make it happen.
That's true. This thing happens to be accurate.
Sometimes your fortitude will be tested.
What's that mean?
You're going to be challenged in life. It's going to be... you may be able to hang in there, but sometimes you're going to be pushed to the brink. You might wonder whether the result is worth the effort. You might be surprised by how you feel once you get what you want.
Did it say he manifests what he wants or his father manifests what he wants?
Yeah, could you go back to that and reread it? Make sure.
I can't read. You will eliminate friends who are no longer in sync with you.
Ooh, reference to Lance Bass and Justin Timberlake.
The band is broken up like a PFG thing. As a result, another type of person walks into your life.
Threesome.
At the Chops. At the same time, you're evaluating your life goals.
Yeah, this is actually very accurate.
If you are single and you want a romance,
I am.
You will get just that.
Threesome reference again.
Friendship needs to be a strong part of this bond.
I don't like to have friends.
If you are attached, the two of you need to work together to accomplish the life a life goal. You guys can work together to get somebody.
Another threesome reference.
Shoot.
Sounds like you're going to bandanas. That's what it sounds like to me.
Bottom line, cat breaks down the horoscope. You're going to bandanas. Bird droppings, Cardinal baseball talk, Cards and Astros next couple of nights. Pujols tears down the number tonight. Marty Marion tomorrow. We talked about it yesterday. It's McGuire Friday. No McGee. He'll be here. They're celebrating the 85 team Friday. Then they're doing the all-time. Is he in the all-time Bush outfield? Brock, Edmonds, McGee?
I would take that.
Forgetting anybody there? Done deal.
Larry Sutton had a nice 2001.
Raul Gonzalez.
He hasn't been called up.
Argo can't get an invite to St. Louis. Argo.
I don't know. I kind of think St. Louis might have a problem with McGee and Brock being in there. Edmonds probably will be fine. Just seems like McGee and Brock were more naturally gifted, whereas Edmonds really works hard.
Or Stubby Clapp.
Stubby Clapp also seemed to work hard. So Rex Hudler.
This Howard Eskin out of Philly, Chops is going to try and run him down. Chops says he's bad, that he's heard him on the radio before.
He doesn't like him.
Well, you guys can have a big debate. He says the Cardinals, basically, he's insinuating they'll tank because they want to play the Padres next week. But what about the Giants? 3.5 back, playing
the
Padres.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Head-to-head tonight.
Would you rather go to San Francisco or San Diego?
San Francisco.
Ooh, I was going to pick San Diego.
I love that Castro district.
It's a tough call.
San Francisco is a good town. That's a good town.
I love that Castro district. Not many towns in the country. Can you just drive down the street and a man walking in assless leather chaps like he's walking his dog?
My neighborhood, I see some of that, to be honest with you.
In your
West End?
Gated?
Does that really go on there?
Nah, not really.
I think maybe like 10 or 15 years ago, it may have been a Castro district type thing, but I don't think that's going on.
It's just
an eccentric part of the city, a very mundane, vanilla suburbia. Central West End has a little personality.
It really does. I like it there.
But I don't
now
think
in
you
San
have guys.
San Francisco, it does happen.
Yes, it does happen in San Francisco, but not the Central West End, contrary to what the guys out in St. Chuck think. Oh, you live in the Central West End? What are you, gay? Oh, there are blacks around there, isn't there?
Ever since that Baton guy left.
Baton Bob?
Yeah, I think the gay pride in the Central West End has gone down a little bit.
It's been sagging.
I'm not saying he's gay, but he was certainly flamboyant.
You don't think Baton Bob was gay?
I don't know him. I'd see him every once in a while, wave to him. I thought he was great.
Well, let's get him on the show then.
He did have a little flair about him.
Sure.
There was a little giddy up in his step.
Come on, he's out there dressed as a ballerina, twirling a baton. Come on. You got to like that.
Now, in San Francisco,
I don't think that would have played in St. Charles.
That wasn't necessarily a successful run in St. Louis either. I'm not talking about cats.
Now, in San Francisco, though, you're supposed to be able to live life as it is out there, and it's accepted. Now, Tom Heise, my photographer, didn't enjoy it when we were going to the 49ers-Rams game, and I guess there was an impromptu parade, and as Tim says, the assless chaps were on display.
You're kidding me, were they?
I'm dead serious.
God, I got to get out
there. Impromptu parade? Do you mean a gay pride parade?
I guess.
Hurry up. We're missing it. We're missing it. Let's go.
How do you? It seems like this is a yes or no, black or white proposition. It's either a gay parade or it's not. You can pick that up probably within 2 seconds.
But it wasn't a parade. There was like a bunch of cars. People were parking, getting out. So it appeared
they were cruising for sex.
Well, no, it appeared they were heading towards an event. At a parade, but it was
cruising for sex.
How but many cars Sunday, deep were they rolling?
Sunday morning at, you know, 8
Martin couldn't tell. He was in the middle of the line.
Sunday morning at 8 or 9, people are getting out of the cars, heading somewhere. So Tom Heise, the photographer channel, who's been there for years, and he's more of a clean-cut guy. Hey, mister, put some pants on. Put those pants back on.
He was yelling at the gay gentleman, the assless
leather
chap. Out
the rental car window, and I'm sitting in the passenger seat, so they turn around, and they see me. They don't see Tom, the voice.
Did he duck down? Did he duck down?
No.
Martin was already ducked down.
Mister, put some pants on. Put those pants back on, buddy boy. And they're looking at me, and I'm like, hi, how you doing?
Keep them off. Fine by me, Marty said. Fine
so
by
what
me.
Was the gay gentleman with the assless leather chaps? What was his response?
He kind of waved. He laughed.
He saw you and thought you were on the menu.
He had no problems with it.
Why did Heisey care whether the guy's wearing pants or not?
Because Tom is about cleaning up America. Good for Tom. He wants to keep these people off the streets. Didn't work.
Are you saying that he's intolerant of others?
No. He's all about cleaning up the streets.
Yeah, what if our kids were to see that?
Kind of like Billy Jack. He just goes around
I'll
and cleans
be honest,
I think it'll be a way for me and my kids to share a laugh together.
There is
together.
A lot of
So would
gay
you rather
hatred.
Play the Padres or the Giants?
There's a lot of gay hatred in this country, and I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
That's because you have homophobes, and people base everything on, you know.
You know what you need to do? Sit in your favorite chair tonight. Just think about it all. Cards and Astros next two nights.
I can't imagine Martin's little rocker in his basement.
Kids climbing all over it.
Come over here, Ping.
Me so horny. Me so horny. Why is the cat offending? Has he had any? God. Has he had any homosexual tendencies?
What are you talking about? Like, you can't even make any sense. At least, Joe, you could glean what he was talking about.
His neighbor, John, producing today, is he typing the other side of the board there? So, Chop says he'll try and run down Howard Eskin. This is the guy in Philly who says the Cardinals will lose on purpose because they don't want to face the Phillies.
I can't imagine
that.
He
was just saying that to say
what? I don't know.
It happens. It goes on. Believe me.
I know.
Do you really? Do you say stuff? Did you say stuff?
Yeah. Watch
15-1.
What are you going to do?
I think homosexuals are just everyday people just trying to get by.
Whoa!
Buzzing.
Whoa. What do you have? What's your...
There you go. I said it.
Whoa!
You rooting against the Rams? Whoa.
They're going to go undefeated.
Maybe if I pulled this
clip.
The
cats and they'll go undefeated.
Maybe if I pulled this clip from Leviticus real quick, you'd think a little differently.
And this gentleman with a handlebar mustache gave me a wink.
See? What do you think of that now?
Is that that's Ron
Leviticus.
Burgundy?
No, it's Leviticus chapter 3.
Is that Ron Burgundy?
Verse 12.
Deuteronomy. Get it right.
Yeah, Deuteronomy. Who's that?
I don't know what you got. You got the wrong guy. I don't know who you're calling.
We're talking Old Testament here. It's not like we're going New Testament on you. Trying to include everybody.
Let's talk a little NBA. What do you say?
Why wasn't the Rams game?
Those Lakers are going to have some problems this year, even with Phil Jackson.
Why wasn't the Rams game on TV this week? Let's talk about it. It's McKernan's birthday. What's the perfect gift? What are your ideas? You can be a part of the program.
This isn't a debatable thing. Everyone knows what it is. It's everyone's perfect gift, as a matter of fact.
I want the listeners to be creative. Here's what you need.
One of those new iPods? One of those new real thin iPods?
Get them an iPod. That's the move.
That's a great gift.
The only thing I want to do is play poker, eat White Castles, get destroyed, and have a three or foursome. That's all I want today. And that is my perfect day.
I hope there's no man in the plan.
Man in the plan.
I'm reading
Volume 8.
When you say you want a force
of a man,
is it you and what? Like a schnauzer and a woman and what?
Pair of shoes.
Nah, usually a dog, Dixie. Got a dog named Dixie.
That's bestiality, and that's wrong.
The board.
Call Heisey.
Hey, mister, put the doggy down. Put that dog down.
Did you hear what they were talking about on the show today? It was that devil boy's birthday, and they were talking about having sex with dogs.
Rosa wouldn't like that either.
The message
we're going to be cut off by the skipper.
The message board says to me, look here, fruit salad, we need to take a break.
Don Rickles producing.
Hockey puck. It's the morning grind on 590 The Fan.